Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I got a note here written. We came in this morning. Our phone screener, Abby, wrote just a little something from Hawaii, smiley face, Abby. And then she left us all candy.
So sweet.
So sweet.
The funniest part of all that was we were talking about it before the show started, and Amy goes, well, she's a keeper. Not how she's been doing as a phone screener or like.
Because we really don't know her.
Vibe.
She has been very sweet, and she does some prep stuff for me in the mornings. It's been great. Mm-hmm. Like, I interact with her. I think she's awesome.
Hey, Raymundo, can Abby have your headphones and come up to the microphone for a second?
And then also, she left us these little.
And she was on the post show yesterday, too.
Yeah. Like, that is really cool of her.
I know. She thought of us.
All the way from Hawaii on her vacation.
All the way.
Abby, what exactly did you bring us?
It was macadamia nuts.
It smells delicious.
There were all different kinds. There's like caramel ones.
Mm. Well,
I brought Amy like the matcha ones.
That's why it's green.
Wow, she even knows what's up. Like, can I have a taste of one of your green ones?
Yeah.
Not the one you had in your fingers just now. Like one that you
Okay, here's the one.
She
oh
was
my
like,
gosh.
She was going to give that one
she
to
She was
you.
Just rubbing it all with her fingers. Like, of course, it was sweet of you. I just want to taste the matcha one. Your back hurts that bad, honey.
Yes.
You're hunching over, Amy.
Yes,
like,
you guys.
You need a cane.
Y'all think that I just. Talk about.
No, I just.
We just didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, no, it really
taste,
is.
Let me taste. You know, I'm just gonna take a bite of it.
I'll take a bite of it with you. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you gotta get some of the nut.
He did. I heard
Hey,
it.
There's one thing about me.
Mmm.
I always get that nut.
That's right.
Good. Wow. Aloha.
Good.
Remember one time we had an intern go to Hawaii and she came back like all.
Saying aloha naturally.
Guys, that happens.
No, it doesn't. She was like, oh, I can't believe I said that. I was like, you've been in Hawaii 2 weeks.
No, it really was funny because she was just like.
Mahalo.
She was like, I accidentally said it. I'm not used to being here in the States.
And she was like doing like hang
the mainland.
Like, what are you talking about? Abby, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I have more in here if you want more.
Okay.
I brought a bag.
I don't need any.
I'll be right there.
The fact that you wrote the note was very nice, too.
Oh, you're
so
welcome.
How's it been with you on the show?
Good. I think good.
Yeah.
You tell me.
You've been doing great. Like I say, if you're answering the phones and you and there's no issues, that means you're doing great.
Okay.
It's a hard job because if I get a good caller and you write on the screen exactly what they called for and it all works out, we just continue to go about our day.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's never any sort of indication that you're underneath the microscope, that's a big win for you. I think you've been doing fantastic.
Thanks. I'm nervous. Yeah. They're going to be saying something to me, and then they're going to come to you and just completely.
And that happens sometimes. And then you just take your lashes.
Right.
There
I'm
it goes.
Like, I'm like, you got to keep
lashes.
It.
But I'm like, Mike D answered phone. He's a former phone screener. Raymundo's a former phone screener. Hillary's a former phone screener.
Yes.
Morgan, number one, who works for me now over the management world, is a former phone screener. So this is definitely the spot to jump into it. And if you just show up and do your work and do extra, like, that's really a grow spot. Sometimes it takes a while, but it's really a grow spot.
Okay.
So you're doing great.
Thank you. Right.
And thank you for the notes. It's very sweet.
You're welcome.
There you go. I guess, by the way, let me open my computer. It is Tuesday. Otherwise known as HOA Doosday. Housewives gonna booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
I got two options.
Can you guys hear Ray or just me?
Yes, I heard it.
Okay.
He's got two options.
Sometimes he talks in my ear and I don't know that you guys can hear it or not.
Same. He has to wrap me up.
Oh, he does sometimes? He's like, hey, wrap it.
He's like, okay, we're done. Stop talking.
What do you say in her ear, Raymundo?
I just give her counts.
5 seconds.
But if she's still talking, then I say stop talking.
Oh, you do? You just hit her with that. And then what do you say to me?
If somebody's on the phone, basically, I think that's maybe the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be like, 5 seconds. Or he'll go, this clip's 26 seconds. And then he'll go from 26 and count me down at 10 with his hands. Because I can see him. He sits behind. Although Morgan number two sometimes gets confused because Raymundo is right over her left shoulder and I have to stare like at her shoulder. So she thinks I'm eyeballing her most of the time, or am I all the time and you just don't know it?
Man, you might be.
And I'm using
you
Ray.
You look like you are looking at me all the time.
Bones.
I know. There is a clip that someone sent me of their kid on a boat singing the Tuesday song.
Oh, cool.
Did you guys see on my Instagram story?
Uh-uh.
The little girl? She was like, Tuesday, HOA, do. It's not even a real song yet. Just it came up one day and now we do it every Tuesday. We
are
haven't
we doing
it? Yeah. Raymundo, show me the old beat that we usually do it to. This is the one that we usually do it to. Mike D says he's got a new beat up.
You want to hear that one?
Yeah. Wait, like a fresh beat that Mike D did?
Did you make the beat?
Oh.
Yeah. Wheezy.
Yep.
Toot, 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 toot. I think I have to keep the same melody. Let's see. Tuesday, HOA Tuesday, housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Yo, the best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes, the super bingo at 9. This is how I do my Tuesday, tell me how you do mine. I messed that whole thing up.
It's just different. Definitely a different vibe.
That wasn't the vibe, wasn't why I messed it up. What? I don't mind the beat though.
Okay, but it has a different feel to it.
You want to go back to the original?
Yes.
That feels better to me.
The problem is if we get married to the original, then we have to do our own song. We can't use the original.
Correct, because that's Eminem's.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I mean, yeah, whatever.
I get that.
Last time today over the Eminem beat.
All right.
Okay, last time.
Come on.
Last time.
It's just so good.
You know what day it is? I know what day it is. It's probably what? Listen, it's not Wednesday. It's probably Tuesday. Tuesday, HOA Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
What?
Best day of the week, you all know is my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes, the super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. I say the sun comes up, there's a smile in my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesdays, this is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba in the morning, every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. I say Tuesday, HOA Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Do it again now. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Here we go, Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. Tuesday, HOA Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Do it again now. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Hidden verse, next Tuesday, the dentist cleans all my teeth. And two Tuesdays, there's a potluck of Steve's. And eight Tuesdays, we'll go to Vegas for fun. I eat crackers in the bed, but I watch out for crumbs. I say Tuesday.
Did you just make that up?
No.
I was gonna say, that would have freestyled, dude.
Dude, there's a lot. I have like
really
3 pages of terrible songs.
A lot of
songs.
Things you could do on a Tuesday, I guess.
Do you like the slow deep vibe?
Yeah, I like that.
I saw Raymundo bobbing his head a little bit.
I love it, dude. He's not doing anything.
It's actually a decent song.
He's like,
of course it is.
You like want to go the best day of the week. You all you like it like that low.
Yeah.
Tuesday is my recycling on the curb as I drive off. Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all, but I'm always more productive on the Tuesday conference call. I got my work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water out of me, some cayenne, pebbles and bam bam. I'm watching C-SPAN. Then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with the Coney in each hand. I'm saying Tuesday.
Oh, I think I need to go higher.
You can go higher.
I'm figuring out my role.
Fly as high
here.
As you can, Low Eagle.
Okay.
Oh, you want to do the...
What's the highest you can go on Tuesday?
All right, back to the chorus one more time. Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. That's what I was going. Tuesday. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Higher, Amy, higher.
Do it again now. Tuesday. Brown cow goes Tuesday. Don't do that. Do it like this. Go up here. Yeah, go up here.
Okay.
Be like, Tuesday. Brown cow goes
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's where you want to go.
That's your wheelhouse, Amy.
There she is, everybody. All right. How are we feeling about that song?
I'll work on that.
One day we need to cut that song?
I think we found who we can eliminate from the song.
Wait, what?
What?
Are you kidding?
She throws it off to me a little bit.
Oh, she does?
I like the male voices.
Well, I wasn't always that high. Did you notice me before?
All right. Here's Tuesday's show. HOA Tuesday. House
whatever,
Tuesday.
I have a
I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Nice octave range.
That's not,
who told
those
you
aren't
that?
Words.
Who told
those
you
aren't
that?
Words you put together.
I have a nice range.
Okay,
my octaves fine. Go all over.
All right. Here we go. This is Tuesday. This is Tuesday's show. Thank you, everybody.
Whatever, bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's grab a couple calls here. Let's go to Oakley in Colorado Springs, who has been waiting patiently. Hey, Oakley, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
Man, you're on. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say I'm from Arkansas and Oklahoma, but I'm in the Army now. I'm stationed up here at Fort Carson, Colorado, and I didn't know that I still got your station up here, but your station is probably my one little bit of peace that I get throughout the day, my one reminder of home that I get being up here since I don't get to go home very often.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Appreciate that, and appreciate what you do, too. Thanks for serving.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Anybody you want to say hi to real quick?
Yeah, say hi. First of all for Fort Carson, Steadfast and Loyal, and hi to my mom and dad, and that's about it.
All right, bud. Hey, thank you for listening, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there he is, Oakley. Let me go over and talk to Ruthie in Texas then real quick. Hey, Ruthie, good morning.
Hi.
What's happening? You're on.
Hi. So I was wondering, since you were the Dancing with the Stars champion last year, are you going to be coming back for maybe an appearance or a special dance?
I hope I don't have to dance. You know, what I had told Lauren Elena was, if they do a trio week, which I'm not sure they are this year, that if she absolutely wanted me to dance with her, I would. But that I leaned against it, that all I could do was hurt her. Well, I guess our listeners would get in,
mm-hmm.
but yeah. I don't want, but I mean, I'm not going to make her dance any better. So I probably, if I can, I will go back to the finale and just, you know, see, especially if Lauren's still in it. I hope I don't have to dance. That's it. Yeah, I
is
hope.
Is it because Len is so heartless right now? I'm not heartless, but he's so, like, meticulous.
Yeah, it's so tough. You know, I was sitting next to the judges' table on the first episode, and Bruno was like, Bobby, we have to judge so hard because of you. And I was like, I know, it's funny, huh? Yeah. And he's like, oh, missed the good old days.
Last year.
Yeah, last year. So maybe I go back. I love that show and those people on that show. So maybe I go back. If Lauren's still there, I'll probably go back to the finale if I can. So,
you know
yeah.
what? I watched you last year, and you, I mean, it's just because Len is all about the technique. And yes, but you're not a dancer, and that's what the show is about.
You know, and I thought,
we're not
too,
dancers.
I brought a lot of fun to that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like they're lacking a little bit of somebody that just goes out and has fun and just is like, here we go, and takes it seriously. Like, I did it, both things, I took it seriously, but also had a lot of fun doing it. So I feel like they're lacking a little bit of that this year, but probably because they're trying to cleanse their palate of me. That's probably why Sharna wasn't on. They were trying to cleanse their palate of me altogether. I broke the system. Hey, thank you, Ruthie, for calling.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
See you later. I do want to see what's happening with everybody here on the show. Let's do our segment called What's the Haps? Hey!
What's the Haps?
You know how on the show, the big drama is because we won a CMA award, and four of us get the big trophies. Me, Amy, Lunchbox, and Eddie. Eddie had told Morgan Number One, our old executive producer, that she could have his award.
Like a month ago, yeah.
And now we've decided that you two are going to battle it out in studio.
Yeah.
And the winner actually gets the trophy.
Yeah, and we haven't discussed how we're going to exactly battle it
right.
out.
We're going to figure out the game. But I gave you the option, much like Solomon in the Bible. I said, Eddie, what if we just chop the award in half and both of you can have half of it?
Right, and I said that's a great
idea.
He's
like, it's a great idea. I'm like, then you don't really love the award. Because in the Bible, he says, no, you're the mom that's claiming the baby, but you want to chop the baby in half and split it? You must not be the true lover of that baby. You do not get the baby. So, and Eddie was like, but I got it right? And I was like, no.
I thought I got it right.
No. If you chop it in half, you truly don't love it.
Yeah. But the thing in the Bible, that was a baby, though. If it was a baby, I wouldn't chop that in half.
I don't know. But I read this story. This is my What's the Haps this morning. A town in Ohio recently put up a storage building, and it was a few feet right onto another guy's property a little bit. They couldn't reach an agreement, so they decided to cut it down the middle.
Love it.
And then put a fence up right through the middle of it.
See?
And so now it sounds like they're going to demolish the whole thing, though.
Oh.
But they had to cut, look at this picture. They had to cut the building in half.
That's really funny.
And then put a fence through
it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Right.
That's a great scene.
If you're the person who wants to cut in half, you don't even love the building.
Yeah, I get it now. I understand the message now.
You don't even love the... We should just give it to Morgan Number One.
And we still haven't decided yet.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun to play a game.
What game do you think they should play against each other? A trivia game? Like music? Is
it
like
it can't be music.
Do we do like Olympics where each of you get to choose categories in trivia?
I like that.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
a trivia Olympics?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay, we'll see. We'll get her back in here and figure it out. That's my What's the Haps is, remember, if you love something, you don't ever want to cut it in half. A building, a CMA award, or a baby.
Straight from the Bible.
That's right. Yeah, straight from the Bible. Let me pull my Bible knowledge on you.
I don't know.
All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Amy?
God, I saw an article of this kid that got suspended for hugging his teacher, and it made me think of Stevenson, how we have to, like, remind him all the time that he can't just go up and, like, hug people all the time, and especially, like, girls, and he loves to hug them and squeeze them, and, like, one person even warned us, like, oh, that was a little hard. Like, he could actually hurt somebody's rib. Like,
does your son hug so hard?
Because he loves to hug, and he loves to hug hard, and then there was, like, this 12-year-old boy that was hugging a teacher. He was, I guess, playing in gym class or something and got pulled out, like, to a timeout, like, wasn't get to play. So he went up to the teacher, hugged him, and said, hey, please, can I go back in and play? And next thing you know, he was, like, called to the principal's office and then suspended. Because I guess you're not supposed to, like, do that. And I'm like, oh, I keep waiting for the day where Stevenson's going to get in trouble for hugging.
It does. I don't know the rules that were set ahead of time.
Me
it does
neither.
Seem like a little much.
It does.
There had to be some stuff, too, that we didn't know about. Like, they had to tell him, like, 100 times.
Yeah.
But it does seem like a lot, just watching it from the surface, to suspend somebody for hugging.
Mm-hmm.
But, Eddie, you have a son. And your oldest son is about how old?
11.
Okay, so this is a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
If they told your oldest son, don't touch a teacher or you'll get suspended, and he walks over and hugs her.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. Like, how are you punishing him for showing him a sign of love?
I think it's mostly not a sign of love. It's touching.
Yeah. I mean, that's the rule. That's the rule. You got to get in trouble for that.
Boy, suspension seems harsh, yeah, huh?
Big time.
10 days. I know. I get that there's probably way more to this story, but to me as a mom, I just read this and I was like, oh my goodness, Stevenson. And this is something, it's a problem. Like, we have to tell him to not
overly
even like
touchy.
Overly touchy, and just kind of wanting that affection. And we're trying to keep that kind of stuff within our house.
Yeah.
Not anybody outside the
That's
house.
That's how I do. I'm only affectionate in my house. Outside?
Yeah.
I got nothing. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Lunchbox?
I got my first parent-teacher conference today. Speaking of school, I guess now that my kid is in preschool or whatever, daycare, you have to go meet with the teacher, and they tell you all about how your kid's doing in the classroom, things you need to work on. And so I have that meeting today, 3:00, parent-teacher conference. So weird that at 1 year old, I have to do this.
But preschool and daycare are two different things, right?
Well, it's big daycare, time. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to tell you.
I have no idea. Never been.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's been eating well.
Yeah, like
he crawls around.
Does he crawl yet?
Does he crawl? Yeah, he's a machine.
Well, I remember when Eddie's baby was crawling way earlier.
Way early.
No, Eddie's kid caught a ball.
Yeah,
that I'm still ticked off.
He's pretty advanced.
Because I practice with the ball every day, and he just, boom, hits him right in the head.
You know,
every
Lunchbox
time.
Texts me, is your baby still catching that ball?
I did.
And you said,
of course he
now
is.
Now he's throwing it back.
Yeah, right. Man, we're playing catch now.
All right, hey, there we go. Eddie, last one.
What's the hat?
So people love their driving apps, you know, and my wife loves the Waze app. And I like it, too, because you get to report incidents and stuff. So when she's driving, I like to look around and be like, ooh, stop car. And I mark it down. I feel like a vigilante. I help other drivers.
You're one of the people who do. Good for you.
Big time.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a cop right there. Put cop right there. 2 miles. Boom. Got it.
I wonder who would do that.
Me.
Wow. Good for you.
All the time. I love it. But now Google Maps is doing it. And that's my driving app of choice. Not Waze. And Waze is just, my wife loves it. I love Google Maps. So now that Google Maps is doing it, I'm so stoked.
Yeah, I use Google Maps too. But all my friends use Waze because of all the things you can enter in.
Boom. So now Google Maps is doing the same thing.
So you can enter it in Google Maps?
Yep.
Oh, look at that. Amy, what is your GPS of choice on your phone?
I guess Google Maps.
Or just the Apple Maps, which sucks.
Oh, that's
whatever
terrible.
This is
their roads
on my
aren't
phone.
Even the same.
Yeah.
This app that says Maps.
Yeah, that's the one we're
that's
talking
the one
about.
We're talking about. That's not good, Amy. Don't do
that's
that.
That's what I use. Man, the
Amy
struggle.
Amy pulls out a piece of paper, unfolds her map. All right, there you go. That's What's the Haps. Thank you.
What's the Haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
All right, time now for another Bobby Bones Show draft, where what happens is we have a theme, and much like the NFL does, we just draft our players, sort of. Now, the theme today is most American things. And so I go, then Amy goes, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan. Who's out, by the way?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie's out.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. So,
I was hoping you'd all forget, but all right.
Well, it's very American of us to remember and kick you out and go by the rules. And so we'll go down the line. Everybody gets a draft pick, and then we go backwards for the second round. So we will draft the most American things, and whomever's team you like the best, go to BobbyBones.com and vote for that team. Are we ready to do the American things draft?
Yeah.
Amy, are you ready over there?
Ready.
How's your list looking?
I feel like it's looking pretty good.
Yeah?
Don't look.
Okay.
I was thinking, with the first pick, I was thinking about drafting Amy's husband.
Oh, yeah. Military guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about that?
Well, one time I drafted him for best beard, and y'all were like, that's so lame.
Well, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, because Chris Stapleton was still out there.
Okay.
But, I mean, your husband, he served our country, went to the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
He wears camo, right, when he mows the lawn? Mm.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's true, too.
Camo cut off shorts.
But I'm not going to go with him first round. I may hold him for later on.
Okay.
My first pick in the American Things draft is the American flag. Oh, red, white, and blue.
Come on. Perfect.
The American flag. How do you get more American than American flag?
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
All right. Amy.
Well, I'm thinking maybe you can wave that American flag.
Oh, a flagpole. Good guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
good
guess.
Please, please say it's a flagpole.
Good job. Oh, the flagpole.
While you're loose.
Wow, good pick.
That is not what I'm thinking.
She went with the flagpole, Morgan, number two.
Write it down.
Write that down.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying a lot of times you wave that American flag while you're listening to country music. Turn it up.
Okay.
It's what you're listening to right now if you're listening to this show. Boom.
Okay.
America.
Country music is her pick.
Yes.
Good pick.
Good pick.
I agree.
Good pick. Most American things. Lunchbox.
Oh, my gosh. I thought Amy was going to say this when she said you wave the American flag while you're doing this and you celebrate the 4th of July. Yeah. The most American thing out there. 4th of July.
Oh, woo! I didn't even have that on my list.
Eddie, most American
things. Don't rub it in.
I'm sorry.
You jerk.
I was forgiving like Americans do. Sorry. Sorry. Morgan, number two. Most American thing.
Oh, I'm going with something that you eat. It's apple pie.
Okay.
Listen, she is...
That's good. It was on my
list. She's a leader in the competition. Yeah, apple pie. Very American. Raymundo.
Star Spangled Banner.
That's a solid one.
Yep.
All right.
You could probably play that while you're listening to some country music. I'm just saying.
So, okay. First round picks are as following. I have picked the American flag. Amy picked country music. Lunchbox picked the 4th of July. Morgan, number two, picked apple pie, and Raymundo picked the Star Spangled Banner.
Excellent.
All solid first-round picks. Now, we go backward this time. So Raymundo has the first pick of the second round.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Raymundo, go ahead.
Statue of Liberty.
Dang it.
Of course.
Yeah! It's a good one.
Yeah.
Still waiting for somebody to pick the flagpole, but I guess it's going to be sitting there for me. Morgan, number two?
I'm going to go with an animal this round, the bald eagle.
Solid pick. That is a solid pick, man. Mark that off my list. Lunchbox, you have a second round pick?
Yeah, you know what I love about America? I love that we are free. So I'm picking freedom. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech or freedom?
No, freedom, man. Freedom. We're freedom to do everything. Free to do what we want.
Oh, that's good.
Freedom.
That's good. Amy?
That's real good. Shoot. Freedom's real good. Okay, I'm going to go with...
Okay.
I mean...
Your husband.
Should I? Are you taking him? Are you going to take my husband from
me? Who knows?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go with the Super Bowl. Is that not good?
Yeah, that's right. Good.
It's your list. It's your team.
It's your America.
Is the Super Bowl not like the most American thing?
I love that pick.
Thing?
I love
it's
that
good.
Pick.
It's a good
pick.
I feel like that's pretty American.
It is pretty American.
It is very American.
Okay.
I'm not hating on your picks.
Well, it seemed like you kind of were.
I was looking at mine. I was just kind of dialing the back of my...
Okay. You know,
I'm going to go with my pick for most American things. I'm going to go with our troops.
Oh, wow.
Good. Okay. That's where I was going next.
Boom.
Our troops. That's my official pick. Our troops.
Instead of...
Just our troops.
My husband.
Yeah.
Oh, he's included in that because he was a troop.
You can still pull him out. Individually.
Is that not the right word?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm up next. So those are all our second round picks. So now I'll start the third round. We are drafting most American things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, hand on the heart, the Pledge of Allegiance is my next pick.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about my draft today. Amy.
Barbecue.
There you go.
All right.
Solid. Lunchbox.
Oh, man. I got 4th of July, I got freedom. And one thing America loves this, and this is only in America, NASCAR. When you think of America, you think of NASCAR.
Right.
Eddie. You're fine with NASCAR, but you're hating on me for picking Super Bowl?
I mean, Super Bowl's bigger than NASCAR. But he wasn't really hating, though.
He kind of did.
I didn't hate
at all. Well, we all kind of didn't react. We were judging each other's reaction.
Yeah, you expect like a big applause. Like, yeah, good one. And we didn't
do
that.
And everyone was
I wasn't hating. Amy, I have a list I made. And I was looking at it.
Oh, okay.
Morgan, number two.
We were the first ones to do this, so we can only own this. It's landing on the moon.
Raymundo,
I like that you guys laugh at all of mine.
Raymundo, what'd you say?
No, she'll probably end up winning. That is just shocking to me. I didn't think that'd be one. I just didn't have it on my list.
We were the first ones to do
it. That's true. Raymundo, final pick of the draft.
Yeah, Uncle Sam, baby.
All right. He picks his uncle named Sam.
Okay. Is it Samuel or Sammy or what?
All right, here we go. Here are the everyone's teams. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. For my American things, I have the American flag, our troops, and the Pledge of Allegiance. Amy has country music, the Super Bowl, and barbecue.
Yum. Mm,
I know. I'm hungry.
Sounds like a good day to
Lunchbox
me.
Lunchbox has the 4th of July, freedom, and NASCAR. Morgan, number two, has apple pie, the bald eagle, and landing on the moon. And Raymundo has the Star-Spangled Banner, the Statue of Liberty, and Uncle Sam. Oh, Ray's throwing his hands up in the air. Eddie, what do you think? You're the person sitting out.
I mean, what? Whose America do you want to live in?
I think I like either Bobby's or Lunchbox's.
What?
Amy. Because Bobby's is pretty American. I mean, I like the troops. I like the flag.
If you don't like the flag or troops, get out of my
Turn
the channel.
Bobby wins first. I was just wondering. I thought he liked the Super Bowl country music and barbecue.
I love all those things.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah. You want to hear some other things?
Mexican food, okay?
That'd be funny. Come out with Mexican food.
Yeah, not American.
Tex-Mex. College football. Didn't pick that. Put it on the list. Baseball, we invented that. Lee Greenwood. Toby Keith. These are all American things.
Oh, good stuff.
George Washington. Abe Lincoln. Fireworks and beer.
What about...
I didn't pick those. Those are on the list, though.
Captain America. Would he have been good?
Yeah.
My son dresses him every weekend, so I had him on the list.
Yeah. There isn't a wrong answer.
Obviously, it would have been bad. You didn't like it. Pumpkin spice lattes?
That would have been terrible.
I almost went with that. Glad I didn't.
The one thing we've learned, guys, is when we think we're nailing it, we're not.
That's right.
So
Morgan number two is probably going to win.
She's going to win for landing
Morgan
on the moon.
Morgan number two picks Sputnik, and then she's going to win. Okay, go vote at BobbyBones.com. That's a fun one. Go check that out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, a bag exploded while being loaded onto a plane at Chicago's Midway Airport. Police said the bag exploded on a loading belt soon after it had been accidentally run over by a luggage vehicle. In other news, activating dark mode on your iPhone could increase the battery life, they're saying, up to 30%. And finally, Facebook and Instagram, they're flagging fake posts. They're going to do this more and more to prevent meddling and stuff from happening in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections.
Bobby Bones Show.
So Kaylee Hammock's been on our show a couple times, and she's our On the Verge artist for iHeartRadio. And I was able to talk with her and catch up. And so here's a clip of Family Tree from Kaylee Hammock. Something a little higher, someone just hang low. And I was talking to her about advice that she's gotten from other artists, because she's a new artist, and she brings up Luke Bryan first.
Luke Bryan, when I signed at Capitol Records, he called me to congratulate me because we grew up kind of down the road from each other, and anyways, he called and he told me that there's truly no way to prepare for radio tour and what's about to come your way because it's all going to be new. But if you can just make it through the first year and be kind to everyone you meet, you'll survive and you'll make it. Him and also Miranda Lambert were telling me. She was telling me about how to be a good female artist in this realm that sometimes I feel like women are kind of like pushed against one another, and Miranda was talking to me about just be kind to every single artist, especially females. You help each other all the way up, and that to me means the world to me, because her having that all-girl tour that I just got off of, and she had me and Tennille out, she was so good to each and every single one of us. She showed me what a good leader was, her and Dirk Bentley this year.
You can listen to that. It's the newest Bobby cast where I caught up with Kaylee Hammock and Tennille Towns and all the class of 2019. So check that out. I'm going to play Kaylee Hammock's song right now. By the way, in that same podcast, she talked about how she went on stage and she was like, "Hello, Chicago." but she was in Milwaukee.
No.
I know. They're 2 hours apart, but not the same.
Not the same city.
Yeah. She talks about it. So search for the latest Bobby cast and you can hear that. Bobby Bone, come on. Talk to Amanda in Oklahoma, who's on. Hey, Amanda, are you good this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good. Would you like to play the 60-second challenge and try to win $100 of my cash?
Sure.
You've heard the game, right?
Yeah, I've actually wanted to play for a couple of weeks since you did a Disney one a while back.
Okay, cool. Well, you have two categories you can choose from. You can choose from television in the 2000s or U.S. geography. Now, while you think about that, take a second, breathe it in. Let me explain how the game works. I have 10 questions, and if you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, you win the cash. If you don't know it, you can pass. If you miss it, we'll come back to it. Are you ready? Which category would you like to use?
U.S. geography.
Wow.
Okay.
Solid.
Confident.
All right. Now, the clock will start as soon as I end the first question. Amanda in Oklahoma, are you ready?
Yes.
Show, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we you guys have to do nothing but just pay attention.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one. Topeka is the capital of what state?
Kansas.
Correct. What state has the highest population?
California.
Correct. What country borders the United States to the north?
Canada.
Correct. What's the smallest state?
Rhode Island.
Correct. What continent is the United States a part of?
North America.
Correct. What state is the Mall of America in?
Montana.
Incorrect. What's the capital of New York?
New York City.
Incorrect. What's the name of the island the Statue of Liberty is on?
Liberty Island.
Correct. Where is the Golden Gate Bridge located?
California.
I'll accept it. Correct. The Hoover Dam is bordered by Arizona and what other state?
Nevada.
Correct. What state is the Mall of America in?
Oh.
She got eight. She was rocking, too.
Man.
Okay, here you go. The Mall of America is in?
Minnesota. Okay.
Sorry, Amy.
I'm glad.
What did you say, Amy?
She said
Illinois. I thought it was, what's that? Where do you shop in Chicago? That street you shop on?
Canal Street?
Never mind.
Not the Mall of America.
No.
Okay.
Shoot.
And then the other one was the capital of New York. It's not New York City, but it's Albany.
Okay.
Other than that, you crushed.
It's awesome.
That's a great round. I thought we had a...
I really like random geography questions. So I was like, when I heard that was the thing, I was like, yes, I want to try it.
And I thought when you said Montana that you knew it was an M. Like, I felt like your heart knew that Minnesota was the right answer.
So close.
I know.
Thank you guys for letting me do it.
Well, I appreciate you listening. Anything you want to say while you have a second? You have like 15 seconds. Say whatever you want.
I just want to say thank you. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. And I'm a nurse, and so you guys make my day happy. So.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Hey, did you have to like practice taking blood out of people's like knuckles when you learned how to be a nurse?
Like phlebotomy? Like kind of?
Yeah.
You guys, at the back of the hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh.
My cousin was doing that once. She was like, I'm practice doing phlebotomy.
No.
She's like, let me use your knuckles. I was like, you're not using any part of my body. I'm not letting you train on that. Hey, I appreciate you. It's a really great job that you do, too. That you're giving back there. Amanda in Oklahoma. Clap your hands for Amanda in Oklahoma. There you go. There she is, our big player this morning. She did not win, but she did great. Bobby
Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brett Eldridge is hitting the road for a 10-date holiday tour in December. It's the Glow Tour Live, and he'll kick it off December 4th in Nashville.
This Brett Eldridge and this Christmas record, first of all, is so good. I think it's his third year of doing this tour. He's got built-in money every Christmas. Mm-hmm. All he has to do is go play these same Christmas songs every year. And it's also amazing. Do you have a list of any cities that he's going to? Because I probably wouldn't go to a Christmas concert, but I might go watch Brett Eldridge.
That Glow song is really good.
The whole record is so good. The Christmas record is so good. Where's he going to be?
He'll be in Nashville, Louisville, Atlanta, Columbus, Boston, Massachusetts, New York City, and Chicago.
Holy crap. Yeah, if you get a chance to go to that, go to that. You haven't talked to Brett in a long time. Like probably a few months. We were hanging out for a little bit. And then I guess both of us just disappeared. He went all Polaroid picture, and then I went all all Hollywood. All right, Morgan, number two, what else?
Brooks and Dunn got inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and Luke Bryan was there, and he performed their song Red Dirt Road during the ceremony. Luke said that he was really proud to be there for him, especially since the guys have always been there for him when his sister passed away in 2007.
That's good. And by the way, love Brooks and Dunn, obviously, we all do. Also, Ray Stevens was put into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Who I just don't think I'd be making funny music without Ray Stevens existing. Like, Ray Stevens and Adam Sandler are probably the parents of the Raging Idiots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
I think it's a mix of Ray Stevens and Adam Sandler, and then you get the Raging Idiots, Eddie and I's comedy group.
That's cool.
What else, Morgan, number two?
And then Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum says that she likes her kids to be positives for others on social media. Here's a clip.
Our kids are meant to be our kids, and they're in this world with us, and we don't overexpose them. But I also think that they are little lights. That joy and that purity and that beauty needs to be celebrated so much more than so much of the other crap. Sorry.
Did she say sorry for saying crap?
Mm-hmm.
Was that on your podcast?
I don't think so.
Do we know it? No? Just say it is. People go look for it.
Oh, yes. Four Things with Amy Brown.
Yeah. She did actually, a whole episode.
Actually, yeah. I think she said something like that.
Are you kidding now or no?
You told me to go with it, so I went with it.
But then you start saying actually. Okay, there you go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So the Grant Junior Bulldogs youth football team, they made a 7-year-old boy with cerebral palsy honorary captain for the day. And the mom was talking about how special this moment was for her son. He got to do the coin toss. He got to wear a custom jersey. Mm. He went through the banner as the team like broke through it to enter the field. And then with 46 seconds left on the clock, the team called Bryson's number in. That's his name.
Wow.
And with help from his dad, Michael, he was able to score a touchdown.
That's so really like cool. They did all that for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The mom said it brought tears to her eyes more than one time that day, and she was a very proud mom.
I bet.
Yeah.
Almost got tears now hearing that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Wharton, Texas. A man was wanted on burglary charges, so they put his picture on Facebook and said, hey, wanted for burglary. He saw the picture and he called police. He said, hey, you guys want me to turn myself in? They said, that would be the good thing to do.
Yeah.
And he says, nah, this is a game of hide and seek. You come find me, I don't think you can get me. So an hour later, they shut up his house and he was hiding in the attic.
Wait, he was at his own house?
He was at his own house.
He did a lot of things wrong in this story. Mostly taunting the police.
Yeah.
Well, burglary first, taunting police, and then when he did say hide and seek, he hid in the place that you would assume idiots would hide, their house. So there you have it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay, so we all had to write down a movie we love, and then we put it into this hat. And I have the hat here. Now, we're all going to draw a movie out of it, and we have to watch that movie. This is called the Forced Movie Recommendation Game.
Love it.
Now, you guys can't be funny and put a terrible movie in
there. No, we're not.
No, we would never do that.
I'm just laughing because you guys might hate my pick.
Well, so we're all going to reveal our
movie. Oh, great. Eddie's is going to be from like 1920.
No, it has to be a favorite movie. You can't make us watch something terrible.
He loves those books.
It's going to be Casablanca.
I promise it's not one of those.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll just go around the room now and reveal our picks.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we'll draw them.
Perfect.
But today we will reveal our picks, okay? Amy, what movie are you going to put in the hat?
Dirty Dancing.
It's a good one.
I've never seen it.
It's one of my top three favorite movies of all time, and I feel like maybe some of you haven't seen it.
I hope I don't get that one.
Why? It's so good. There's so many great one-liners you can start quoting from.
No, I know. I'm sure it's a great movie.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah, or I carried a watermelon.
Or
what?
Mama always said, stupid is, stupid does.
No. Or no. You want me to do your hair, baby? You're going to love it. What do you got?
Yikes.
Come on, spaghetti arms. There's so many good ones.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, dang, why are you insulting me? I know my arms aren't big.
No, it's when Patrick Swayze is trying to teach baby how to dance. Okay.
Well, I picked a movie I thought that you guys could watch and really like and learn. And it's possibly my favorite movie of all time, which is Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey about Andy Kaufman.
Oh, boy.
I hope I don't get that one.
Wait, what?
No, guys, I've seen it. It's really good.
It's so good. Oh. Andy Kaufman's one of my favorite performers of all time.
Okay. I trust you if you trust me.
It's so good. I hope all of you get it.
We can't. Only one person can get it.
I pick Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman.
Okay. I hope I get it.
Thank you.
For based on maybe what these are. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, picked. Eddie's.
Thank you. Lunchbox.
I picked the movie White Chicks because it is a...
I've never seen it. I've never seen it either.
I think it is a hilarious movie that no one ever talks about. When they give comedy so much credit, they don't give White Chicks any credit. And it is hysterical.
Isn't that the one where they sing Vanessa Carlton?
Yes.
1,000 Miles?
And they dress up as sorority chick. I mean, it's really funny.
Okay, Lunchbox has put in White Chicks. I like that we're all different right now. Eddie?
Speaking of different, guys, I promise you're going to love this
Eddie,
one.
Eddie, don't.
It's called Life is Beautiful. And here's the problem.
What year is it from?
It's 1997.
Silent. Okay.
I think I've seen it.
Here's the problem. It's in Italian.
Never mind.
I promise you will never look at life.
But
the
is
same
it
way.
Subtitles?
Yes.
This is
no,
the
then I haven't
movie.
Seen it.
Guys, I promise you, it sounds terrible.
I've never wanted White Chicks or
Amy,
Man on the
Amy.
Moon more.
Do you want to laugh? Do you
yes,
want to laugh?
Yes, I do.
Then you
I'm
want
saying,
White Chicks.
I do. Like, I've okay. Now I really want that.
What's yours called?
Life is Beautiful.
And you love that movie?
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Of
Guys,
all time.
All time.
In Italian.
It is so, so, so
I
good.
I hate subtitles.
I'm sorry, but it's so good.
Morgan, number two.
I can't even multitask while we watch it because you're going to have to read the screen.
Just trust me, Amy. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
Morgan, number two.
I'm going to do a rom-com, too, and I quote this movie all the time. It's Sweet Home Alabama. That's
Ooh,
so good.
Seen it.
Love I it. Don't, Hope I get it.
You have to get rid of it.
Yeah, you have to get rid of it if you've seen it, Amy.
This is like White Elephant. If you draw a movie you've already seen or your own, you have to give it back.
Oh, I'd see the whole thing through.
No.
Amy, you love it. Showed your cards.
I missed like the last minute, I think.
And one final movie, Raymundo. So what we're doing is we're all putting a movie in, then tomorrow we'll all draw the movie, and the movie you draw tomorrow will be the one you have to watch. This is called the Forced Movie Recommendation Game. Raymundo?
Yeah, it's one of the best Leonardo DiCaprio movies that nobody talks about, and it's my all-time favorite, The Beach.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. If you never dreamed about going to a far-off land and just escaping reality for the rest of your life, you have to watch this movie.
I've never even heard of it.
And it's some of the most beautiful scenes in anywhere.
Oh.
Is it just an Instagram video of him and a model, or is it a real movie?
I'm telling you guys, it is a hit.
Is he on a yacht at the beach?
It's one of his finest works, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah, 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no. Hey, Lunchbox, pull up these Rotten Tomatoes scores, and let's see what everybody rates.
Oh, yeah, good
it's
idea.
It's 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, my God.
Leonardo DiCaprio made a movie was probably less than 70%.
Okay, here we go. Do you have all the scores up?
Oh, no, I'm just going one by what is yours, Eddie, called?
Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful, 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Boom! In Italy or America?
Yeah,
no, American Rotten
under
Tomatoes.
Under the subtitle category.
Guys.
Oh, no.
Okay, Man on the Moon. My suggestion, again, probably my favorite movie of all time. Is looks like 63%. I was looking it up.
Oh, no.
That's a six.
You want to hear White Chicks?
White Chicks.
15%.
Oh, no. That's
Guys.
Even worse.
Oh, but it's so funny.
And
no.
Sweet Home Alabama, 38%.
Oh, yeah. That is.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
69%.
Yeah.
Mine is winning at 80%.
Is this opposite day?
No.
Did they put all the scores up opposite?
Yours is winning. It's got to be winning in a different category.
No, guys,
it's
so
movies.
Good.
People didn't want to rate it bad because they didn't want to look dumb.
No, it's I promise.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe White Chicks get that low of a score.
So yours is the lowest, White Chicks?
Yeah, White Chicks, 15%.
I was kind of excited to get White Chicks. Okay, so tomorrow we'll draw our movies at this time tomorrow. Everybody good on theirs?
Yeah.
We'll put all their scores up tomorrow too. And if I get Eddie's Italian movie,
Bones, you're gonna watch it and say, come back and say, guys, I'm sorry, I was wrong. This movie is amazing.
And everybody has to literally watch the movie.
Yes.
Not do what Amy does, where she turns it on and then go and takes care of her kids.
And then comes back and can't describe it.
And then she's like, I missed the first 48 minutes, but so.
Okay.
All right.
I think I want Eddie's Over the Beach.
Well, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Okay. The beach has got to be somewhat good.
It's only 20% positive.
Bobby Bones, come on.
All right, what happened, Lunchbox?
There was a guy at Costco, so he goes in earlier in the day, cases the place, comes back right near closing, and hides behind a display case. Like, he hides, like, moves it and gets behind it. And when the store closes, everybody leaves. He waits. He comes out and steals, like, $15,000 worth of jewelry.
So did he get away with it?
Yeah, they don't know who he is.
Oh, they still don't know who
he
is.
No, he smashed the cases and walked out of the store. Well, like,
I wonder
at midnight.
What you're supposed to do then. Because people do this at, what's the Swedish?
IKEA.
Yeah, people like hide in IKEA as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to go and review the cameras every night before you leave too? If this is starting to be a thing? Because you can walk through. I used to work at Hobby Lobby. We'd walk through and just be like, all right, all clear, all clear. Aisle 6 is done. But now people are doing this, and this guy made off with that jewelry.
I mean, just smashed the cases, threw it in a bag, and he was out of there. But how? I mean, he had to sit still for hours just while they're... I mean, that's crazy.
One time when we broke into a radio station, it's a whole other story.
You're going to bring this up now?
Well, I'll just say that when I sent my guy in, it's a whole thing. I made him stand on a toilet and hide for like an hour people didn't see his feet.
Right.
Before, yeah. It's in my first book, Bare Bones. You can read that story. I'll bring that up sometime in the next couple days. I'll tell that story. It's kind of a amazing I didn't get fired story.
Yeah.
But it turned out for the good. Bobby Bones. Yeah. All right, two things in this segment. We'll talk about the homework that my therapist gave me. It's a worksheet. I'll read you some of the questions.
Can't wait.
But I do want to start with the other thing, which is your daughter's Halloween costume. So what does she want to be?
Well, she wanted to be like Countess Dracula. So like a girl Dracula, this cute little long dress and fangs. And she still wants the fangs. So we're
the
keeping
fangs.
The
yeah.
fangs, yeah. which I ordered on Amazon. They're kind of real, too. They like mold to your teeth. Anyways, we got that. But she would like to be a schoolgirl. Like, she watches this one TV show where there's these girls that wear uniforms, and...
What's wrong with that?
Well, to me, I picture, like, Britney Spears and her sexy little... If you look on Amazon for costumes, they're all, like, sexy
They're all
little,
sexy schoolgirls?
Yes. I'm like... And so then you try to look for kids schoolgirl. And I tried to order one, but either way, like, our brains just, like, mine goes to, like, sexy schoolgirl. And even my husband's did, too. And she wants these, like, knee-high socks. And I'm like, no, that's, like, not, you're 12. Even if you were 18, like, I don't want you to be sexy schoolgirl. But she doesn't even know the sexy part. She's so confused because we're kind of like, no. And she's like, why? It's a girl in a uniform, high school. Like, I want to be this girl at school.
Can you meet her in the middle?
With fangs. Yeah, I don't know why the girl has fangs, but I think she just likes the fangs. Meet in the middle, like how?
Let her be the schoolgirl, but
no knee-high socks.
No, just...
And don't tie your shirt up.
Yeah, like trim around the sexy part.
Wear a jacket. She can wear a jacket
button.
Make her
like uniform schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the way kids dress already in like
get a uniform.
Schools.
Okay.
Like Ashley Banks did at the Fresh Princess.
Good one.
Like
so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... We're good.
I honestly, when you said schoolgirl, didn't think sexy schoolgirl.
Oh, but I did right away, and so did my husband. I guess maybe because right when I started...
That's what you guys did?
No.
Oh.
No, because right, I guess I started Googling, and that's what came up, you know? So I was like, eh. And then I think of, what was the Britney song with the video where she
baby
was...
Baby One More Time.
Hit me, baby, one
yeah.
more time.
Yeah, your daughter probably wasn't even born then.
She was not.
Yeah. I don't think there's a problem with it as long as you trim the edges and make sure it's not sexy schoolgirl.
Okay, well now...
My advice would be let her be it.
All right, so now she's going to be private school vampire.
Cool. Private school appropriately dressed vampire.
There you go.
That's a great costume.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad. I feel better about this now.
I'm starting to get some of my costume in the mail because I ordered all the pieces from mine mm-hmm. on Amazon.
Did you... So you're going to have to construct it yourself?
The whole thing. I'm constructing the
whole
thing.
They don't know... There's not a website that makes this one.
Mm-mm. So,
shocker.
Do you guys remember my costume?
Recyclops.
Recyclops. Dwight's character on The Office, where he was for all of about 30 seconds through the entire series. It wasn't even a recurring bit. I just think it's so funny, and all the diehard Office people will know. And I've had to like get shoulder pads and a helmet. And
but, okay, I know. Even when you go to the hospital to visit the kids.
I think we're getting dressed at the hospital for the kids.
I know, but you just said everybody that's going to know what it is, and they're just not going to know.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
I'll tell them I'm Recyclops and I encourage you to recycle, kids. And if they don't, I push them. No, I'm just kidding. Here's my therapist gave me this homework, by the way, and it's called the Giving Love Assessment. So what we've been talking about a lot in therapy, which, by the way, if you're new to the show, I've been going to a new therapist. I'm trying to work on giving love and receiving love both. And so she gives me a worksheet. She goes, fill these out, come back. I have to take them back later on this week, I guess Friday. Here are the questions designed to discover what we were calling your giving quotient. Please mark them for S sometimes or O often or R rarely or N never. Okay? So it's S sometimes, O often, R rarely, N never. Number one, I feel comfortable bragging on someone. Sometimes. Like, I have no problem bragging on you at all. Or anybody
that
like kills things. No, yeah. I wouldn't say often because I don't throw that around.
Okay, so sometimes isn't
I brag on Morgan number two a lot too because she works super hard. I'm a big bragger on just in this room. So I have no problem with that. Okay. How about I give gifts without expecting others to feel obligated?
Yes.
I would give that an O.
Yeah, often.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my love language is gifts. Okay, Amy, what about this one? This is about me. I give compliments to others easily.
Mm-mm. What's the word? It's O, S, and what?
R is rarely.
R.
And N is never.
Oh, R.
Okay.
It's not never, but it's R. But that's part of you not wanting to throw, you don't feel like you should throw stuff out there because it has less meaning when you do put it out there.
I give to needy people.
Often.
Oh, I would put O on that one too. How about I believe giving expands me?
I guess I need clarification on what that means, but all I would say O.
Often.
Yeah, often.
I value myself.
Oof. Not never, but rarely.
I'd probably put R in that too. It'd be between never and R.
Right.
For sure.
Like a...
And here's... I'll give you one more.
Like a ner.
I feel like a success.
R.
Rarely? I think that's fair too.
Mm-hmm. Because like, it can't be never, because I know that you believe in yourself because you have to, you said you have to believe in yourself.
I'm the only one who believes in myself. That's
you're the only one you believe in yourself, but there's also like this weird wall between you and like, you're not like walking around like, I'm Mr. Successful.
I should do that voice though. Hey, everybody, I'm Mr. Successful. Okay, here's the other one. Okay, this is the receiving love assessment. Okay, same things. Do you feel uncomfortable when someone brags about you? You can just answer whatever you think. Do you feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these letters are confusing me.
I feel so weird about that one. How about, do you ever refuse to take gifts?
You don't refuse it.
I don't refuse it, but I feel awkward about it.
But you don't refuse it. But that's because, too, it's like childhood stuff. Like, I feel like you didn't really get gifts as a kid. So it's hard for you.
Do you ever deflect compliments when you get them?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there can I put the number 10 on there?
Yeah, 11.
Can I put the 100% emoji?
10. Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Mm-hmm.
How about, does it ever seem to you that no one wants you to have what you want? How do I know? I'm just reading it from the sheet here.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of, from your perspective, no one wants you to have what you want.
I don't know what I want. How about this? Do you ever feel like nothing is good enough?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Every day.
That's
you. You, not me.
Yeah, this is my homework I have to do. There are 50 of these questions on each page.
Would you agree with our assessment of you? The ones we were answering for you?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, yeah. I just asked you the top ones there. Morgan, number two in your therapy, do you ever have to do questions like this?
Yeah, I had homework the last time I left.
You did?
Yeah, I was like asking about specific situations and how my personality responded to them, and I had to really think about it. It was hard.
Well, now she wants me to bring in a picture of me as a kid and talk to it.
Oh, wow.
Talk to your younger self?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to feel uncomfortable, then I'm going to start doing a kid voice back. I'm going to be like, hey, Bobby, how you feeling? Hey, I feel pretty good. Thanks. It's going to be Mickey Mouse coming out of my phone. I know that's what's going to happen, but...
Really? She does?
What?
I want you to bring a picture of yourself and you talk to yourself?
You can even put it on your phone. But yes,
you can just share with me what you do at counseling, and then I'll go home and try it. See if it helps me too.
It's like saying giving somebody else your medication if they're feeling the same thing.
Their prescription. Yeah. I just like find a picture of myself and tell myself I'm okay.
So that's my homework therapy. I have to get done before my therapy homework before Friday.
Wow.
I'm trying to get better. I'm investing the time in me.
Well, keep us posted where that homework goes. Like what's next? We need to know. Like, once you turn in all your letters, what does she say?
Yeah, what grade I get? The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Steve Harvey's 22-year-old stepdaughter, Lori, was arrested for a hit and run after crashing her Mercedes Jeep into another car while texting and driving on her way home from a Nobu dinner.
You know, it probably wouldn't be news if it wasn't Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, say?
Yeah.
But... you guys just got to realize, I'm not texting and driving anymore. I stopped a while ago. But there are times where I do look down at my phone, if it's like, because I try to throw it over my passenger seat. And sometimes if it lights up, I'll look over and see who the message is from, and I don't hit the message to read it. But I look up and like something is up ahead of me. It takes one split second for your eyes to be off the road. And then you're dealing with something that you never wanted to have to deal with in your life. You hit somebody, they're hurt, all because you were just not looking at the road. Texting and driving is the biggest thing, but eating while driving, paying your bills with a credit card while driving, all these things that I used to do, I've really tried not to do. Did anybody get hurt?
Well, no, her SUV flipped upon impact.
Wow.
And the other driver had to pull her from the vehicle, and she was able to walk when she got out, and that's when she tried to walk away from the scene, so that's why she was arrested. And she was taken into custody, but she was free to leave after being arrested. She got a misdemeanor for the hit and run, and she recently split with P. Diddy. They dated for 3 months.
I was going to ask if that was the same one, but then I realized how much I hate texting and driving.
Yeah.
And I would just love to encourage our listeners. It's going to be hard to go, I completely stop. I'm not someone that goes, change your routines immediately today. But I would just encourage you to, if you are texting and driving, because it's not illegal everywhere, to just be aware that really quickly, in like 1 second, something can be ahead of you and you not realize it. And the next thing you know, you're like, I shouldn't have texted and drove. Now that person's hurt, or I'm hurt, or my car's broken, or I rear-ended somebody. I bet you 90% of those rear endings, people on their phone. So anyway, off my horse. Amy, what else you got?
So you probably heard of No Shave November, but now there's something called No Spend November, which is basically a way for you to cut back on buying anything that isn't a necessity for the month. So 30 days, be frugal. That's the goal.
What would you cut? It's almost like Lent in a way.
Oh,
but
man.
With spending. Like, what do you waste the most money on?
Amazon. Because it's so easy because I have Amazon Prime and I just go, like, I guess it's stuff I probably would be buying anyways, but sometimes it's just so easy. Like, I just check on Amazon, then it's like, it literally says swipe to purchase, just swipe, and then it's on my doorstep like the next day, which I mean, I didn't probably need it at that moment, you know? It just makes it too easy. What about you?
Price shoes.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of shoes.
Yeah, I can order shoes on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm going to just dial in on shoes specifically. I'd probably just...
I didn't want to tell you, but you kind of have a shoe problem.
Oh, no, is this intervention? I mean, if I had kids, it'd probably be different. I'd probably just buy them all the shoes.
Yeah.
But I'd probably do spend too much on shoes. That's like my thing. It's probably... I don't really have a vice, like a bad vice. I don't like drink or gamble, but shoes...
Like eating out can sometimes, if you look at the end of the month, how much you ate out, like that could be a way where you cut back for No Spend November.
What would you say about me?
Shoes, yeah. I don't know. You're like, you have no kids. You have a great job. You're not dating. So, yeah, I guess you buy stuff for your dog now?
Yeah, maybe the dog. But even then, he gets to enjoy it. I was talking to Eddie, and maybe I've said this on the air too. Like, we'll get down and we'll have these real vulnerable chats. Sometimes we're traveling and we're like, I'm like, man, when I talk about dating someone, I'm like, I won't even say, Eddie, what do I say when I say I wish I had a girlfriend to do what?
Spend money on.
Yeah. I'm like, I wish I had a girlfriend so I could spend money on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie's like, are you sure you don't like dudes? Married dudes.
Think about it.
Hairy married Mexican dudes. And I'm like, no. All right, what else, Amy?
And lastly, Bobby, you're going to like this. If you tell jokes, a lot of women will find you more attractive.
Hey.
Boom.
I don't really tell jokes.
What?
I do on stage. I'm a comedian, but I would say that I'm just when we're talking, I don't ever just like, I got a joke for you.
That's true. You don't do that.
Never. I would say.
Would you consider yourself to be a good storyteller? Because women like that too.
If I have one, but I don't have a lot to say. Although I'm particularly witty. I would say that. But I'm not really a joke teller, nor do I need to be the life of the party in any way whatsoever. Most of the time it's like, hey, I'm not on. I'm going to go ahead and get off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
The bottom line is women just want to laugh and feel young when they're with their man.
Oh, so. I can be funny. Ladies, I'll spend money on you and you will feel young. Yeah.
So when guys start talking about more mature adult type topics, women perceive the guy as older than he actually is. And it makes you tough to like hang out with. I mean, I would say this would be for dating or even in any relationship. If you're married, like, this could just help you kind of get things to talk about. Maybe like relight that fire.
You know,
go tell some jokes to your wife.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Sometimes, like when I go on dates, I talk about books a lot. Is that not good?
I mean, I think that it's fine. I don't know. I think sometimes talking about mature, serious stuff. It says here that women don't want to talk about serious stuff, but I think that we do.
I don't talk about my hemorrhoid.
Oh, I didn't talk about health conditions. Don't talk about
that's still a mature thing.
An interesting book.
But yeah, I do talk about books a lot.
You didn't bring that up on like.
What?
Have you told anybody you've dated recently about your hemorrhoid?
Uh-uh.
Okay. But yeah, I think books are fine.
Okay. All right. I mean, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Amazing Gracie is a dog that was found wandering alone in Georgia, missing its two front legs. So they take it into this little rescue shelter, and they're trying to figure out, what are we going to do for this dog? And there's this 12-year-old kid that works there, like volunteers. He went home, and he built it a little wheelchair out of Legos. And so now the dog can walk around. And then
It works.
And the dog grew a little bit and outgrew that one. So he went home and built another one. And now that the dog is full grown, he has a custom wheels thanks to this dude, this 12-year-old kid building it out of Legos.
That's cool.
That's cool on a few different levels. One, that the kid just wanted to go do something for the dog. And two, that he was able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's probably engineering kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Future for sure.
The kid ends up building bridges or something. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
What do birds say on Halloween? Trick or tweet.
Oh, that's pretty funny. All right. We can go with that.
That was The Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's play a music game. Raymundo, how's this game go?
Yeah, so it's all country songs. We bleeped out the state name, and then you guys are just going to say which state it was.
Okay, give me an example here.
Here we go.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in
Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's the example.
A girl in Louisiana.
Yeah, Colin Baton Rouge, right? Good. Oh. All right. Well, let's roll.
Come on.
Let's all play here. Me, Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie, let's play Bleep the State. All right, give me song number one.
Becky was a beauty from South. Daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking?
All right, one more time.
I'm in for the win.
Becky was a beauty from South. Daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer.
All right.
In.
I'm in too. Amy.
Alabama.
Lunchbox.
Alabama.
Eddie.
Alabama.
I also have Alabama.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her nice. Daddy.
All right, everybody's in. Good. All right, number two.
Caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's a headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City. God, I gotta move on before
the sun. Oh, Amy looked at me puzzled.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in for the
win.
Did
you struggle with that one?
No, but why'd you make a weird face?
Because you made a weird face at me. All right.
There's a big hint in that one.
Yeah.
Amy?
Tennessee?
Johnson City, Tennessee. Yeah, Lunchbox?
Tennessee.
Okay, but there's also a Johnson City, Texas.
Well, there's probably a lot of Johnson cities.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
To Johnson City, Tennessee.
Okay.
There's probably a lot of, it's probably Johnson City, Washington.
Probably.
Johnson, yeah, pretty common city. All right, next one up.
Backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the mines. Step side covered down in peanut dust.
I'm in.
You want to hear one more time? Lunchbox?
I'm in for the win.
You got it? You don't need it?
No, I don't need it.
All right, Amy?
Georgia.
I have Georgia.
Okay, Georgia.
Whoa.
What'd you write there?
Georgia!
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Georgia pines.
Eddie?
Georgia.
All right.
Running bird dogs through the Georgia pines.
Ready? Oh, we're not missing, folks. All right, hit me another one.
First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn all in hair, a dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips. Some old Motown song.
Lunchbox doesn't know.
No clue. Play it again.
First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn all in hair, a dream. Yeah, she was shaking them.
Lunchbox is writing his down. Lunchbox, you're first. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's Florida.
Eddie?
California.
California. Hit that one.
Sunburn all in here, a California dream. Yeah,
all right, Lunchbox is eliminated.
Oh, I should have got that California dream, like a dream.
Right,
it's
also
California
John Party.
He's from Cali.
All right, Eddie, Amy, myself, Remain. Here
Come
we
on.
Go.
You can tell your mom I moved to. You can tell your dog about my leg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh, man. No, you did not.
Okay. Hit it one more time.
You can tell your mom I moved to. You can tell your dog about my leg.
Amy.
Arkansas.
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 Yeah, there you go.
You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell.
Now that's five. Are there any more? Are there two more?
Yeah, we got two more.
Did they get harder? Or are they all easy like this? Because we'll never end. We're all real good. We can do sudden death on the last one.
Okay.
All right, hit the next one.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
That was a bad word. We laid rubber on the asphalt.
That's all I heard.
Come on, Eddie. You're playing possum.
Okay. Yeah, one more time.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
You know it?
I'm in. I think. I mean,
I know it for sure. So I'm going to have the bell ready if you got it. What do you have?
I mean, why would we do it twice? It's Georgia?
Oh!
Georgia.
Yeah, I have Georgia too.
Okay. Right,
we laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got good. A little crazy.
Okay.
Do we want to go sudden death?
Yeah.
So how this is going to work is we'll just hit the song and yell your name. Ray, when somebody yells it, it's up to you to shut it down.
All right.
Okay? Okay, everybody ready?
Ready.
Your name is the buzzer, yep. Not the answer. Go.
It's not enough,
buddy! Oklahoma!
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Wait, hold on. Play it.
It's not enough rain in Oklahoma.
Dang.
I just went full Carrie's voice. I didn't even know what song it
really?
Was.
Really?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
Oh! That's my song, baby!
Okay. Hey, nice win, Bones.
You're so unbelievable. I forgot it was coming. Hey, let's stop that again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And
see
here
how
I am.
Fun it is when you have a fun song?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
And I won!
You're unbelievable.
Oh! Amy really wants to change her song now.
Yes,
yeah, but
to
I like
juice.
That you don't let her. That's funny to
but
me.
But she wants to change it to something that's so current right now.
It's okay. It doesn't
not
matter.
Be cool. It has to be like if you commit to it, it's the next 3 years.
Oh, that's a big decision, Amy.
Like mine is that. It's old school. Eddie's is a Mexican song.
Yeah,
from
my uncle.
Lunchbox's is from 5-10 years ago.
Let's practice. Do you have a clip of mine?
No.
What is yours? You want, well, man, be great. Is that yours?
No, that's the other one.
Oh, boy.
That's her other song.
For some reason, I thought it was that one.
It's Lizzo, same person.
But thank you very much. I'll take my winning song one more time. Yo, unbelievable. Oh! Good, huh?
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, things I love. I love The Office. I love mustard. I love dogs. And if I see any story about those three, I like to bring them up. Here's the dog story. Martin Nagy, a Broadway violinist, volunteers to play for dogs at the ASPCA.
Aww.
He plays calming music for them and says when he starts, they immediately stop barking and will curl up in their beds, at least most of them. Classical music performances have been shown to lower stress in shelter dogs. Humans, too. But he says whenever he sits down, about 30 seconds into it, they all just kind of chill out. And it helps the dogs be calm, especially, too, before people come to actually look at the dogs.
Yeah.
So they're not going berserk when people come to make decisions on adoption.
No, can you come over to my house and play that sometimes?
For the kids or the dog?
Both.
Oh, or you?
Everybody. Oh.
Anyway, Martin Nagy, shout out. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know I love Garth Brooks, and anytime I get to tell these crazy Garth Brooks stories, I love it. It was revealed on this day in country music. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in the year 2000, it was revealed Garth Brooks had saved two boys from a house fire in Oklahoma, which is crazy. Garth helped evacuate two boys from their northeastern Oklahoma house. 14-year-old, 10-year-old were at home alone on a school break when someone began beating on the door. I opened the door and the guy said, there's a fire, you gotta get out. That guy was Garth Brooks. And so
crazy.
Garth came in and I was like, Garth, there's so many stories about you. Tell us if these are true or not. And I asked him about this and this is what he said.
Me and Ted Larkin and Emmett Gillum.
jumped out of the truck and just started going house to house. When you kick in a door, be prepared for what you're going to see inside. It was one kid in the bathtub and, you know, but got him out. And it wasn't saving anybody's life by any chance. But then the story, of course, then grows. Fire departments there in Oklahoma, especially the volunteer guys, they're awesome, all of them. They had a cover.
Imagine you're like, oh, somebody's at the door. It's Garth Brooks!
Kicking your door open.
Are you crazy? So Garth downplays everything. I bet he saved their life. Probably carried him out over both shoulders.
For sure.
Yeah. So I like that story. And then I saw it, and I thought I'd share it.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Amy, were you at the grocery store yesterday?
I don't think so.
Day before yesterday?
Yes.
Did you know Lunchbox saw you at the grocery store?
No.
And then ran from you because he didn't have to see you at the grocery store?
That's rude.
That's what I heard. Is that true?
It's true.
What happened?
I saw Amy at the grocery store, and I was in a hurry, and she was going towards the, like, checkout, and I was like, oh, and I dove into an aisle, you know? And then she's still checking out as I walked up to the register, so I was like, oh! And I turned back around and acted like I needed to go get something else until she walked out of the store because I was in a hurry, and I didn't...
How big of a hurry are you in if you're hiding in the aisle for 3 minutes?
Well, what is Amy's MO? To talk and talk and talk and talk. And so I was worried, like, oh, how was your weekend? Catch up on things. And I think it was Sunday night, and I was just like, I've got
to... Were you at the grocery store Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I feel bad, and I wanted to get off my chest. I'm sorry, Amy, but I saw you, and I dove into an aisle twice.
Oh, man.
How does that make you feel that he didn't want to talk to you at the grocery store?
It just makes me think of all the other people that dodge me when they see me.
Oh.
I didn't know people did that to me. But
I wouldn't do that to you.
No. I mean, it's okay. I was in a hurry, too, you know.
What'd you say? Excuse me?
I was in a hurry, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, so you probably would have just kept talking.
Yeah. No. But I was just there picking up some lettuce on my walk. I really was. I was walking. Yeah. Well, we needed lettuce, so I was like, I'll walk to get it, because I also needed steps.
Yeah, because then I drove past her as she was walking home. I saw her walking down the road with her little bag.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Pretty crazy?
Crazy. Mind blown.
What happened?
So I take my kid to the doctor, take baby box. He has to go get shots at 15 months. And the doctor gives him one for chicken pox. And I said, wait a minute. So he's not going to get chicken pox? He goes, no, we vaccinate them for that now, and they don't get chicken pox. What? What?
This is a newer vaccination, obviously, because we didn't get a chicken
pox. Right, that's what I said. Is that new? And he goes, oh, it's probably about 15 years old. And I said, well, so we missed that. I had no idea that kids no longer got chicken pox. How crazy is that?
I didn't know that. Amy, did you know that?
I had no idea. I thought you just had to, like...
Get them?
Wing it, get the pox, and then don't get them again.
So what we're hearing here is you're not an anti-vaxxer.
No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Oh, great.
Either. I'm not either.
Great. Don't start...
What's up?
I'm going to get...
No, you're not. Most people are pro-vaccination.
Correct.
Yeah. I am pro-vaccination. I am pro-science, having a really good idea of what medicine we should take. Now, do they always get it right? Absolutely not. But I do like to play the odds of science. And if science is 75% right, you know, I'm probably going to run with that.
Sure.
We're always going to find out things we were doing were wrong. We're always going to find out that little things. I saw a commercial the other night about Roundup.
Yeah.
And there, the commercial comes on and it goes, if you've used Roundup, you might have cancer. And I'm like, what?
We've used Roundup.
Yeah.
Who had? I used to work on a golf course and do maintenance.
Right.
Oh, I mean, someone sued and won a lot of money.
They're like, if you use Roundup and you got cancer, you should call us because we may be able to get you some money. And first of all, I'm like, you get cancer from Roundup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess there's a chemical in it. My point is with that whole story, one, mind blown on that. But two, we didn't know any better. We just trust. And most products we're trusting are probably okay. The occasional one isn't. I'm pro-vaccination. Amy's pro-vaccination. Amy, anti-vaxxer here? Morgan, number two, anti-vaxxer? No? Mm-hmm. All right. You don't want to claim that?
No, but I don't really... I haven't been good about doing my vaccinations in my
life.
You're
26.
Well,
we're talking about when you're
you
sick.
Know when you go to live in the dorms at college, you have to get the tuberculosis shot, and I passed. I waived it because I didn't want to get a shot. Mostly because I'm terrified of needles, not because of the vaccination.
You have to get a tuberculosis shot?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that because I got tuberculosis.
Golly,
that was
only if you went to foreign countries.
Yeah.
Didn't you get TB too?
I mean,
These two got TB.
Both got tuberculosis.
I can't remember what they called it.
She misremembered her disease.
It was the word where they couldn't really define whether or not it was TB.
No, the word was tuberculosis. That's the word. Yeah.
Inconclusive.
No, yeah. Not true.
I got a skin test and the dot like was like, yeah, that could be not.
I had to go to the disease for center or the
CDC.
Yeah, that can
center.
Yes, the disease center. And Bobby made me bring a note saying it was safe to come back to work. I had to miss like 3 days of work.
Yeah, I know.
All because of tuberculosis. Like he was going to get it.
Drug for 9 months. Couldn't drink.
Couldn't drink for 9 months.
Flu shots. Do you believe in them? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't believe in them, but I now have to get them because I have a kid.
You, M2?
Yeah.
Do you get one?
Yeah, I did get that one before.
Yeah, I want to get one too. You know who we should get on is Bobo and have him talk about the flu shot. Because he is, what is his specific title? Do you know?
He's a nurse necessitist, or however you say it, but it's basically like a nurse esthetician. But like he worked in hospitals for a long time, and now he does.
Emergency room for a long time.
IV.
Stuff. Yeah, so I get my flu shot. He comes and gives me a flu shot. We should talk to him about that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big flu shot guy, too. I take one every week.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, it doesn't? Bobby Bone, come on. On the phone with us right now is Adam Bobo. You will hear us refer to him as just simply Bobo. Not Bobo the clown, but Bobo the medical professional.
There you go.
Bobo.
How's it going, man?
Hey, good. Hey, what is your like official title? Like, what do you do?
Well, I'm an advanced practice nurse, and I'm a registered nurse anesthetist, certified registered nurse anesthetist.
And so,
I practiced anesthesia in the hospital for 4 years before I left almost a year ago and started my company.
And he was working in the emergency room, which is nuts. I bet you saw a bunch of stuff there, huh?
Well, technically, it was the operating room.
That's different.
I did anesthesia for open heart surgery.
Holy crap.
So I would put people to sleep and monitor them and take care of them, basically keep them alive while the cardiac surgeon did his portion of the procedure.
Jeez. Dang.
Okay, so here's the question. I'm glad we have you on. You are a medical expert here. The flu shot, good or bad, and why?
I think that it's good. It's especially good in populations that are at higher risk for having greater complications with the flu. Young people, old people, immunocompromised people, people with HIV or some other type of disease that makes them more susceptible to have worse effects from a serious virus, so to speak. I think last year the statistics were on the flu shot that it was 29% effective. You know, we kind of make a guess. The CDC or the basically the government comes out and makes this best guesstimate of what flu viruses will be active this year. And they usually put three or four different inactive strands of that into a flu shot, and we hope that it's in there. Well, I think last year, later in the year, some other flu viruses came into play, and it kind of lowered its effectiveness. But for me, I think like this. The risks are so low of the flu shot relative to the benefit that you're better off getting it because the hospitalizations and poor outcomes of people who get the flu who never got the flu shot are worse. So if you get a flu shot and you get the flu, your effects of the flu are going to be less.
A lot of our listeners, well, some will even text in and go, the flu shot is a government conspiracy where they're putting something in your body to control your brain. Has there been any evidence of that, Adam Bobo?
No.
Okay.
No.
There you have it.
I mean, yeah, there's conspiracy theorists out there that think a lot of things. I mean, in my opinion, I feel like there's enough research out there. Yeah. Now, granted, people will say, I don't want to put some medicine in my body if it's only going to prevent at a 20% rate of the flu. Sure, I'll give that person that. But even if you get the flu and you have the flu shot, the effect of the flu on your body will be less.
Hey, Adam, give your company a plug real quick.
Oh, yeah. My company in Nashville is Arete Nashville. It's Arete Nashville. We're a overall health and wellness company. We do IV hydration, vitamins, antioxidants. really focus on keeping people well, preventing sickness, preventing the flu, preventing a lot of different things that kind of come with a stressful, rigorous, go-go-go lifestyle. We work with a lot of professional athletes and getting them ready and recovering faster for their events.
And me.
Yeah, we're
not very much like a professional athlete.
Basically.
Yes, that's true.
But pretty much when I come to your house, I'm like, this is one of our pro athletes.
All right, there he is, Adam Bobo, as we call him, Bobo. Appreciate the insight, and now we'll let you go about your day. Good to talk to you, bud.
All right, you too, man. We'll talk to y'all later.
See ya.
Bye. The Bobby Bones Show.
Apparently, there's a Sam Adams beer that's illegal in 15 states. Do you know about this?
No. Why is it illegal?
Sam Adams has brought back its Utopia's beer just in time for Halloween. Alcohol by volume of 28%.
Is that too much?
So I didn't know either. But it makes it illegal in 15 states. A normal light beer is 4 to 6%.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Wine ranges 12 to 14%.
Uh-huh.
And this beer is 28% alcohol by volume.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Okay.
Only 77 casks were made, and it's described as having a distinct vanilla note, subtly nutty, and elegant dark fruit aroma. But yeah, it's hard to get it. You cannot have it in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. So it's $200, by the way.
Whoa, per beer?
Mm-hmm. So few bottles were produced. It's hard to find. If you do, you'll pay $200.
Wow.
For $200, you just get a bunch of vodka, huh? If you want the same.
You want plastered.
I don't know. That's what's happening. Amy, what's going on today?
Man, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with my cough today. I don't think nothing's wrong with me. I'm not
your
sick.
Back,
don't
your
worry.
Cough.
No, no.
I used to love that song. My back.
My cough.
Cough. Yeah.
My no. No, I don't know. I'm not going to like see the doctor or anything, but I'm going to have a call with like a doctor and I'm making sure. He listened to my cough the other day and told me it was allergy-induced asthma. So it's not anything contagious. Do not freak out. But I need to know what I can take to make it stop because it's not stopping.
Well, good luck.
So I'm going to figure that out.
Please
just for
don't
you.
Don't get me sick.
I know.
Please.
I know. Every time I cough, I feel like you look at me like...
I know.
With like death eyes.
I do. I don't mean to.
I know, but I'm like, trust me,
it's
I'm not
sick.
It's
like when the doctor hits your knee and your reflex pops your leg up. When you cough, I just have to look at you like
that. I know, but like I feel great. I need you to know that. So what do you have going on?
I'm going to go do a panel. I'm in San Diego, so I'm going to go do this panel. And then I'm going to go and fly home and be home late tonight. So I have to go speak about, I mean, and I do believe this, about the power of advertising, not only in radio, but digital and how they all work together. So it's kind of a nerdy industry chat. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that and then fly back. But it's just a long flight.
What time do you get back? Maybe you can come to my event tonight.
I don't get back until almost 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I might still be there. Can swing by and see your ex-girlfriend.
What's that?
Amy's having a party with all my ex-girlfriends tonight.
All of them.
She's invited them all as an intervention.
Bones, you should definitely go then.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow. Appreciate you. And go vote. The Most American Things draft happened today. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. All right, thank you. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Woo.